When you mention the name Harry Houdini, you of course recall him for his famous card tricks. Probably not. However, if he had not been discovered while doing those tricks, we would have missed out on the amazing illusions and escapes that he could perform. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. He is arguably the most famous person to call Appleton, Wisconsin home.
Houdini was born Eric Weiss in Budapest, Hungary, and when he was 4 years old, the family moved to Appleton, Wisconsin, so that Houdini's father could become the rabbi of the local congregation.
Terry Bergen is speaking of master illusionist and escape artist Harry Houdini.
When Houdini was a young man, he was working for what was at the time called dime museums, but what they really were sideshows where acts like a bearded lady or Siamese twins would be shown, and they were very, very lowbrow. And Houdini was performing for about 7 years in those dime museums as a magician, primarily with his card tricks.
He was discovered in those dime museums and became famous playing to vaudeville audiences.
Houdini was not the greatest or most talented magician of his time. What he was a genius at self-promotion and public relations. He essentially invented marketing and brand building, and he did this a number of ways, one of which was performing daring escapes out in the public, such as hanging from a high-rise building in a straitjacket upside down and escaping.
Houdini was a master illusionist, but he also wanted people to understand when others were trying to dupe them.
The end of Houdini's career, he spent exposing spiritualists and mediums on stage so that the public could understand that these people were fraudulent.
So how did Houdini escape from so many impossible traps? Some of those secrets are next time as we travel the countryside. In Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McRae.